Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
I can feel it. I can feel it. We're going to be just overwhelmed with calls in this hour of talking real money at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second hour or the second day of the Talking Real Money show or podcast, depending on how you listen.
You're waving. I have no idea why, unless you're waving to me.
No, I'm not waving. What I'm doing is I'm talking with my hands.
Yeah, and you know why people talk with their hands? Most experts agree.
Oh, please. You're going to slam me. I can just feel it coming.
This came up the other night during a certain debate.
Coming.
Where one candidate was using their hands a lot. My daughter was asking about why are they using your hands a lot? Most people that study this say
that's because they really want to play the accordion.
I hadn't heard that answer, but that might have saved you. No, that they're just not confident in their words. That's what they
sure.
say.
Sure. Not confident all right. at all after 35 years as a talk show.
I knew you were going to take this personal.
I'm totally fine.
By the way, it's his hands at his sides as he says that, so it's okay.
I'm putting him down. Hey, give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Now, in the last hour of the program, or yesterday on the podcast, we got our first call for the hour, and it was Judy, and it was toward the end of the hour. And Judy has $12,500, and she, like many people, went to her friendly neighborhood Edward Jones person, because Edward Jones is in everybody's neighborhood, everybody's church, everybody's social group, everybody's service club.
And remember, this money came from a CD.
Right. So she had it in something that was 100% safe. Now, Judy, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions before I go further. You had it in a CD because you wanted it to be 100% safe, question mark?
That's correct.
Okay.
You know, I'm 77 and I want it to be safe. It's my emergency fund.
Yeah, yep. Understand. Now, you went to the Edward Jones guy, and again, this is not a criticism, just a question, because you hoped to make more money on the money, correct?
Right. Went and said after my CD was earning something like 2.3%, it was really high.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one, but you don't get that anymore.
No, I know. And so then I explored other CD options, and they were like 8.8% or something like that.
Correct. Now, I kind of missed part of the name because we were right at the end. Was that the Federated Hermes Short-Term Income Fund?
I don't know. I have to go back and see again.
Think that's what you said, and that makes sense. It is a broker-sold fund, and it's Federated and Hermes. It's a merger. That's why that weird name. They should have just stuck with Federated. It is not as expensive, as I said. I told you if it was the Bond Fund of America, they got almost 4% in commissions. Well, this one, the broker only took a 1% commission. I say only, but that's still 125 of your hard-earned dollars that went into his pocket. It wasn't much to him, but it's a lot to you. Now, here's the deal with this fund, the stuff he didn't tell you. It currently yields about 1.75%. But the reason, and by the way, it has an expense ratio of 2/3 of 1%, 0.66% per year. That is very high for a fixed income investment. What it means is to get that 1.74% yield, they have to, in this environment, take a lot of risk. And that is reflected in their portfolio, which is only less than 40% in the highest quality government bonds. They have a huge percentage in triple B bonds, which are the lower quality bonds. So you've got more inherent risk there. And I compared the fund with a very similar product from Vanguard, which is the Vanguard Short-Term Bond Index Fund, which is VBIRX, Tom, just for your phonetic alphabet. The Vanguard Fund has an expense ratio of, get this, okay, remember the other one was 0.66. The Vanguard Fund's expense ratio is 0.07.
Oh, my.
So one-tenth of the cost.
Exactly. The Vanguard portfolio is 70% AAA, as opposed to, so it has twice the AAA bonds of the other one.
Mm. Higher quality,
and it yields 0.2% more. Higher quality, yet it yields more because of the lower expenses.
Better alternative, and we think that's the direction you should go. We'll spend a little more time talking about bond funds.
I really do. I really, really think you would be so much better off just to leave this broker, say, just open an account at Vanguard, move it over in kind. You're going to lose that 1% that you paid, but that's all. You won't be sitting with those lower quality bonds going forward.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you don't have a financial plan, well, sometimes you just need a little help getting started. And we offer that free help to anybody in a meeting with one of our fiduciary advisors. To set one up, just go to vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004. There's no obligation, no cost, and I promise, no sales pitch.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're here tracking some short-term bond funds here on Talking Real Money, and sorry, a little noise on the line. Can you give us that symbol on that short-term bond fund there, Roger? Over.
That's
out,
yes. Got it. A VBIRX. That's Victor Bravo India Romeo X-ray.
He loves this so much.
Because one of our clients got mad at me. He's retired Navy. And he said, "Will you quit making up the phonetic alphabet?"
He did. He's not going to do it anymore. The reason we gave that symbol out again was for those of you who are looking for a lower cost short term bond fund. This is an index. By the way, I didn't even mention the Federated product has 430 bonds in the portfolio, short term bonds.
I'll bet the Vanguard one has four times as many.
Almost 2,600 short-term bonds in the Vanguard portfolio. Five, Higher quality, lower expenses, no commission. Which is the better deal?
Honestly, in today's world, two things. To pay any commission on a fixed income product, well, it doesn't make sense in the stock world either, but especially fixed income with the rate so low, and to have any expense ratio over about 15 basis points is crazy.
0.15% for those of you.
Yeah, that's really nuts. So, but the question still remains. I think Judy raises a great question. My CD is expiring, right? It's coming up. I was getting 2, and now the bank's saying, well, you can have point. I just looked it up the other day.
Oh, they're even lower than what
bankrate.com. Yeah, point 0.7 or something for a 2-year CD. You're just not making anything. So what do I do? And the Federal Reserve really does not want you, apparently, to put money in those CDs or savings accounts or bank accounts because they're paying nothing. They're really trying to push all of us to take more risk in many ways. But she's right. This is her emergency fund. So I think that short-term bond fund or the VFSTX, which, yes, has a modicum of risk. I know you want to talk about that.
It does.
Yeah. It has to because it's paying more, right? It's going to have some volatility from time to time. But I think that's a much better place than even a high yield savings account, which is probably still paying less than 1 as well, right?
Yeah, I just looked at bankrate.com. The highest rate CD as of Friday, the 23rd of October, is at a credit union, Vistar Credit Union, paying 0.9 for 2 years.
Yeah.
0.9.
Okay. That's
0.9. But I do want to tell Judy and everyone else that a bond fund, by its very nature, because it is not guaranteed to always remain at the same price level, can, even if it's the highest quality bond fund, if it's all treasuries, if interest rates rise, the value of the fund will go down. It will. It has to. The good news is they'll be getting new bonds, though, into the portfolio, which should bring the rate up a little bit. So you get
adjustments. And I think Vanguard study a few years ago showed that, I think even in the worst of bond times, which I think was like the 1992, there was a bad time. Rates are going higher. And even in that period of time, you fully recovered in the bonds in about 2.5 or 3 years.
Well, particularly in the short end of the
exactly.
Spectrum.
So yeah, I feel comfortable with that. I would not buy any actively managed product. I wouldn't buy anything with a commission, and I definitely wouldn't pay anywhere over 0.15% to manage it. It doesn't make sense. Okay, but I mean, I'm trying to be
bonds.
Charitable because you said I was hard on people.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. You can get a good short-term bond fund at Vanguard. You can get a good short-term bond fund at Fidelity. You can get a good short-term index bond fund at Schwab. There are a lot of no-load, low-fee products out there. But the problem is the minute you step into a broker's office.
I was just going to say that.
The minute you step into a bank. You think you can trust your bank to save you money on investments?
Or your credit union.
Yeah. They have commissioned salespeople on the floor and pointing, selling you products and making commissions off of you. Any commission they get comes out of your pocket.
The bank pays me, Don. The bank pays me.
They don't. It's a big
deal. But if your CDs are coming due, then I think one of those aforementioned bond funds is a good alternative. But as you point out, don't expect to see the same value every day. It will fluctuate, which is okay, a little fluctuation. By the way, fluctuation in a bond fund compared to what you're going to get in a stock fund, can't even compare them. Not in the same universe.
And that brings me to an interesting question. This is a perfect, perfect transition into this question. Great segue. We got a question, and the topic, let's see if you know which funds these are. Okay? Ready?
Yeah.
The topic is VFSTX.
Yes.
And VFSUX.
Well, I know VFSTX. That's easy.
What is it?
That's the short-term corporate bond fund.
Right. What's VFSUX?
I don't know, but I like the call sign, but I don't know.
VF sucks.
I don't know. I could look it up.
You know what they are? It's the investor share and the admiral share. Now, the question is, why would you choose one over the other for a one-year savings for $350,000 with the expense ratio difference? Is it significant? And actually, it is significant. The expense.
Well, no, I believe it, but I give out the one because I never know if you have $1 or $1 million. That's why.
But it doesn't matter anymore. See, this is the thing. Vanguard,
you can get the admirals. Okay, that's right. Good point. Yeah.
Vanguard
okay.
needs to shut down. Vanguard.
Shut
down your investment shares, your investor shares, the INV shares.
But isn't that true of VTWAX?
But the admiral VTWAX is the admiral shares.
All right. I always forget. Okay. Clean it up.
Get this. The VFSTX has an expense ratio of 0.2. Okay?
Yep.
The VFSUX has an expense ratio of 0.1.
So apparently it does not.
It's cheaper.
Suck. Sorry. That was too easy.
They're exactly the same portfolio.
I wish Vanguard would just get rid of all that stuff.
I know it's so confusing. And you know, it's very interesting. The yield on the VF sucks.
Yes.
Is 2.53%.
Wow.
Do you know what the yield is on the VFSTX? If you don't get this one right, I'm gonna do the rest of the show alone. I'm just sending you away.
It's going to be lower.
What's it? How? You should know the exact number based on the expense ratio.
2.43.
You got it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Finally.
That one's the same assets. I had to think
same
that
through. Same assets. But it's a really great example of how an expense ratio changes how much money you get. Perfect example. Same portfolio. One costs 0.2, one costs 0.1. Hey, You make more money on the 0.1.
I still think there's other lessons, though, too, on the big picture. If you're taking money out of CDs, please don't run out and buy Zoom or Tesla or Novavax.
And the other lesson
people
here,
have asked me about that.
The short-term investment-grade bond fund, by the way, is only corporate bonds. The other one we gave, the VBIRX, that's mostly governments. Governments and corporate,
safer.
So it's safer. 855-935-TALK. We love answering your questions. We just need some of them. So call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Before you end up buying a financial product that you'll regret later, either call us on the podcast or the show, or if you need a little more time, that's why we offer free meetings with our fiduciary advisors at Vestory with no cost, no obligation, and no high-pressure sales pitch, I promise. Just give us a call at 800-386-3004, or better yet, just set up an appointment at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, welcome back to our little get-together, where today it's pretty much Tom, Judy, and me. That's the crowd. We're social distancing. We don't want too big a crowd.
So the bottom line
I'm blaming COVID.
Okay, that's good because it gets everything else. So if you have any questions regarding money, retirement, investing, saving.
And you can also do, in fact, this question just came in during the show to talkingrealmoney.com.
You gave the number, right?
I did. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, but I'll give it again. You can also go to talkingrealmoney.com and send a question in that way, and I'll just read it like I'm going to do now. The subject is question.
Yes. Okay. Good subject.
I kind of like this. This question's fun. We could go on this for a while. Who or what determines the price of stocks or commodities? In early 2020, the markets lost a lot of value or sold off. Was it a true sell-off? Where did all the money go? Where did it go?
I love that one.
The U.S. government sent out several trillion dollars to people around the country. Where did it all go? Sorry, I could go on and on with questions, but enough for now. Where did it all go, Tom?
Well, I always love the stock. You lost money in stocks. Who has it? There's a small warehouse near my home here in Maltby where they collect all that. And
actually,
it.
But it does move. It does move. Somebody sells.
Yes, it does.
Somebody
move.
Sells a stock and they pay you for it. They take that money and either buy another stock or they put it in the bank or they drop it in their mattress. But the money. The money itself didn't vanish. It just moved from the stock market to something else, right?
Yeah, and those are only realized when people actually sell. But it does reduce the value of the security that you hold.
The money still somewhere out there.
Yeah. So it at the end of the day, when they say lost, I always think it's a misnomer because you don't really lose until you do actually sell that security and collect whatever the offer is. What was the second part?
The big government bailout, the CARES Act. Here's what happens. This is pretty simple. The U.S. government creates debt. They create debt that we now, as citizens of the United States, owe back to ourselves. We owe it back to our government or to us. They use that debt to create money. Checks that they send to people as part of the stimulus or as part of the PPP.
Well,
what?
Ken French, Professor French, said it correctly. Debt equals future taxation.
Right, right. That's what it is.
At some point, my grandkids are going to be angry when they find out we did this.
It's not inventing money. It's not creating money out of whole cloth. It is creating an obligation to, at some point, replace that with the power of our earnings. You see, the way money, let's make it even more simple. The way money is created is by doing something. By us working, turning our efforts, our labors into money, or by us creating something and selling it to someone else, like a product or a business, whatever it is, we start the process of the creation of wealth. And from there, then it goes to another pocket where they try to make it worth more, into another pocket where they try to make it worth more. And so what we are doing when we're creating debt today is we're saying, future generations, sure hope you're a lot more productive than we are.
Well, and we're able to do this today in a very low interest rate environment. So we're borrowing it at a very low interest, which is good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, one year treasuries, almost 0% interest. Almost.
The 10 years now. The 10-year did go up this week to I think 80 basis points.
Yeah, 0.78 or something like that.
Yeah, so it went up a bit. But yeah, the money is very
inexpensive.
Germany
is floating new bonds, and they still are floating some, where they're getting paid to create debt.
For the life of me, I can understand it, but I wouldn't take my money there.
So basically,
any faster than I would with Bitcoin.
The answer is, don't worry about it. let the kids go. Oh my gosh, the phones just lit up. Well, we're going to take care of some other stuff, and then it's all nonstop callers from there.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
There's a science to managing money. I call it financial physics, and you can get a free copy of my easy-to-read book, Financial Physics, at talkingrealmoney.com/free, or there's an interactive version available on Apple iBooks. It's called Financial Physics. That's spelled with an F, and you can get it free at talkingrealmoney.com/free or in the Apple Bookstore.
Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
I just realized that our show next week is on Halloween. So I'm going to do the entire show in spooky voices.
I'm going to get Vincent to come by and do his thing from the Thriller. That's pretty good, but his is better.
I'm sorry. He was a horror actor. I'm not. I'm a talk show host.
All right. Well, fine.
You know,
I think
Vincent,
you should stick with Santa Claus because you are an incredible Santa Claus.
Don't give it away.
Okay.
Vincent Price was good. Vincent Price was good.
Oh, he's ridiculous. My grandsons were listening to that last night, and I think the 3-year-old actually was scared when he heard
used
the voice.
He used to do the voiceover for the fireworks at Disney MGM Studios before it was Hollywood Studios. Welcome. It was so good. It was just wonderful.
40,000 years.
Guess what happened? We got phone calls. We got
Let's
phone calls. 855-935-TALK, that number. You can call it 24/7, by the way. JJ, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, JJ.
Good morning. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm a retired state employee, and I have a lot of my money in what the state treasurer's office, the deferred compensation. And a lot of it is in what they call these Blackstone accounts, and they'll have like a 2015 retirement, 2020, 2025.
Target date funds. They're target date funds.
Yes. What do you think of those?
You know, I'm generally speaking, I'm a fan. Number one, the deferred comp plan is very inexpensive. So the product is low cost. A target date fund is managed to sort of deal with your age and investing, right? They're telling you that at 65 years old, you should have 60% of your money in stocks and 40% in bonds. I'm just making that up.
And that's actually pretty darn close.
So I think for a general sense, there's nothing wrong with that. You're getting that at a very low cost. Do I think you could do better? Yeah, but then you got to go to the Wild West of having an individual retirement account, et cetera, hiring somebody to do that. But, you know, I have no problem with people that say I'm in deferred comp and I'm in a target date fund. I think it's a very reasonable solution.
It's simple, but the only, and this is not in your case, JJ, but the issue I have with them just generally speaking, telling someone, go get a target date fund, is because the assumption is that everyone of a certain age should have the exact same portfolio, and I don't think that's a reasonable assumption to make. Everybody's tolerance and need for risk is different.
And you could go take the risk quiz absolutely free to find out what yours is.
Yeah,
which
and
might
what
be a good
what
exercise.
You could do too, JJ, is if you take our risk quiz at talkingrealmoney.com and you find out your less risk averse than the portfolio you're in. You can always just go out to a longer term. You could go to a 2025 or a 2030 or a 2035 or whatever it might be. But generally speaking, in a plan at work, they're a pretty darn good way to go. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255. And
Bobby.
I was trying to decide whether to do it or not. You see, I am the official clock watcher. And
that's true,
you're the clock. I don't know what you're doing to that clock.
I'm trying to fix this airplane clock.
During the show, Tom is trying to fix
I'm a multitasker. I know.
Yeah. Well, all right. We can always hold her over the break. Hey, Bobby, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
We're good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys cracking
up? Glad.
Thanks.
Thank you.
By the way, my risk tolerance is a 63. I took the quiz.
Okay, 53?
I am contributing 63.
63. All right, go ahead.
So I took, I'm contributing the maximum to my 401k at work, and then I have a Fidelity Roth, and I'm contributing the maximum of $7,000. What else can I do for retirement? What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, then you could. Well, I mean, those are things you're doing that are either tax deferred or tax free.
Right.
That's great.
Over and above that, if you have extra money, then what you can do is just invest it outside of the retirement plans, the tax advantage plans. Just invest, for example, if you're in a high bracket, you go get mutual funds that are tax managed, or you invest for growth because you don't get a lot of capital gains distributions from a growth index type product. But you just start investing. You build a portfolio that's right, that's good for your risk tolerance. And your need to take risk. Don't invest with more risk than you need to take, too. That's important. Thanks for the call, Bobby.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Everybody needs help with their money now and again, and if you need more help than we can give in the course of this podcast or show, set up an appointment with one of our advisors for a free actual meeting with no obligation and no high-pressure sales pitch. Just go to vestory.com, that's V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello, welcome back to our little get-together that we put on for you, our little show, our little act that we put on for you every Saturday. We kind of just, you know, we get on the radio, we pretend to be talk show hosts, and we sing and dance and answer questions and make fools of ourselves.
It's not a show, though. That's the thing people like about it. This really is us.
It is a show, though.
Sadly. Yeah, okay. But it's...
But it is
it
us.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah. But that's the best shows. Are often the most real. True stories. Truth is stranger than fiction.
So they say.
All right. I said it. 855-935-TALK. We still have time. Give us a call. 855-935-8255. You can also call that anytime. We'll answer the questions on the podcast. All righty. Let's see. Charlene, it looks like it is your time on Talking Real Money.
Hello, Charlene.
Oh, great. Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I've quit we love
question.
To do it.
Yes. 5 years ago, after my dad died, I got over $300,000. This guy that had been sort of doing our financial stuff put me, well, he didn't yet. I just had it, and he said he had something for me. Then my husband went missing, had committed suicide. 2 months later, this guy that was handling our finances said, I'm going to put you in Prudential. And he said there's a 2%. Oh, I know. I've heard you talk about it, and that's what I'm calling about. My question is, now that I realize that if I to get out of it, I'd have to pay another $20,000, and it's a 40-year deal. If I die, will my kids have to pay the $20,000, or should I get out of it now and just suck up the $20,000?
Well, first, let me start by saying,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you're
was,
amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, and it
my
was,
heart's breaking.
In November. Yeah, November of 2015. So it's gone down a little. I think I still would be $19,000-something to take it out.
Holy cow.
And,
oh,
again, here's here's the where the rubber meets the road. First of all, I like my partner, my heart does go out to you. This is horrible thing to hear, not just of course about the money, but about your personal life. But so this is always the challenge, because people say, should I just stick it out because they're going to want to take another 20 grand from me, or should I get my money back? And
well,
I
really sincerely doubt that 35 years.
I sincerely doubt it has a 40-year surrender.
I can't believe it would
surrender.
Have a 40-year surrender charge.
That would be, I've
that
never
would
heard
shock
of that.
The heck out of me. Yeah. Now, how old, if you don't mind telling me, how old are you approximately, Shirley?
I am 75.
75, okay. There are a couple of options. 70. One of the things you can do is you can take 10% of it out every year without penalty, usually.
Okay.
Not usually. You can. You can. That would be one strategy.
Okay. What is this? Let's go back. Let's go back to square one. This is $300,000 bucks.
Yes. Actually, it was $365,000.
And what's it worth today?
The whole fund is.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a minute. I've got it right here. Hold on. Yeah. It's I've also been taking out, what I didn't tell you is I've been taking out $1,500 a month from it.
Okay, so you're taking an income stream from it. Okay, all right, that's good to know. And let's see,
that's $30,000 a year.
Yeah, which is okay. That's
10%.
Not bad.
What is it worth now? It is worth I think it's.
I keep hitting microphone with my headset.
I'm trying to.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. But are you okay? Does that $1,500 a month, is that meeting your needs?
I actually don't need it.
Okay.
I don't know why he has me taking that out. It was something I didn't need. I have my husband's retirement now. They've found his remains after a year and a half. So,
oh my gosh,
I can now get his
all right,
retirement.
Charlene. So, really, this money, however much is left, is going to go to your heirs. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I would
I have
do
two
then.
Children.
Don't pay them the $20,000. It's because you're doing fine with it. You could stop the withdrawals if you don't need it, but I would probably just keep taking them. And get, you need to start investing somewhere else. Do you have any other investments other than this?
Well, I've got some stocks that my mother had given me when she died. And let's see. And we had annuities. We were both teachers, my husband and I. So we, you know, at the time they have this guy come around. And
I'm going to suggest something to you that I try to never do on the show. Because this is a show about educating, but you have such a convoluted, complicated situation with all of these different accounts, all of these different places, and all of this information that is going to require time to really sort out. I would invite you to please go to vestory.com and set up an appointment, or next week, write down this number, call 800.
Hold on, just a second.
Okay,
you're good.
386-386-800-386-3004. Okay?
3004. Okay.
When you call, ask for Tom.
Tom, okay.
The guy who's on the show here, okay? Tom is going to set you up with an advisor, and we're going to get your papers together, and we're going to tell you honestly what we believe ought to be done with it. And we're not going to try and sell you anything like the Prudential guy, I promise. Okay?
Oh, thank you. I've been so confused over all this, and I don't
want
my kids have to take care of a mess.
No,
we are going
to help you eliminate the confusion, know exactly what you have, create a portfolio that makes sense for leaving it to your kids and taking care of you while you're alive. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so very much.
You're very, very welcome. But make sure you call Tom on Monday, okay?
I've got it on Monday. I'm writing it down now on Monday. Underline. Right. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Charlene. Okay, have a nice Have a nice weekend.
Our prayers and blessings to you, too, by the way. So hang in there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Wow.
Have your spouse disappear and then not find their remains for... Oh, my heart is...
And then have somebody sell you into an annuity, too.
And then have some idiot at Prudential put you in an annuity. Golly. These people... I sometimes wonder, seriously, Tom, do these insurance salespeople and these stockbrokers, these registered reps, do they have a conscience? I just wonder. We'll have time for like one more question, I think.
Yeah. And Will, get to Will,
you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Thank you. My question is, after being a working poor for the longest, I happen to notice that I have extra amount of money in my bank account. And people keep telling me to invest, but I'm like, that's kind of risky, and I'm just trying to figure out what to do with it.
Okay. Will, how much money do you think you're going to have on a regular basis available to invest?
On a regular basis? I mean, monthly?
Yeah, monthly.
I could go 500
how much is there?
Easy.
Wow, dude, that's a lot. How much is there now?
Right now, I have 15 grand.
Wow, you're okay. You can afford to invest. Here's what I would suggest you do. You really should start to build a portfolio for the long-term future and go to TalkingRealMoney.com, take our risk quiz, and then consider going to Vanguard and opening an account and start to put some in.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you don't have a financial plan, well, sometimes you just need a little help getting started. And we offer that free help to anybody in a meeting with one of our fiduciary advisors. To set one up, just go to Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004. There's no obligation, no cost, and I promise, no sales pitch.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Charlene's situation is something we see a lot, where people really do have a lot of confusing investments that don't fit together, that don't seem to have a purpose, that don't seem to be getting you anywhere. And it can be convoluted and complex. We really didn't have time to go through all of it. That's why a long time ago, Tom and I decided we would make our advisors available to people, including Tom, to help you go through these very complex situations in a brief get-together, maybe an hour. But usually we can get you on the right track in that time frame. So go to Vestory.com and get an appointment or call 800-386-3004.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.